Hello, hello, this is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today I have new equipment, so the sound experience should be different. I'm learning, so I know I have a great team behind me who's working at editing and making all this beautiful, but I had some sound issue in the past. I decided to buy equipment because I love the podcast and I feel this is going to be a long, interesting, fascinating journey. So voila, today we're going to talk about Hypno 360. I am launching this flagship program again in September. Now, it's the first group in English. We had a French cohort last September, and now we're launching the English and French in September. So I want to talk about this fabulous experience and who this program is for and who this program is not for and what you should expect in this program. And before I do so, as you know, I invite you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitation to events, and also you get my newsletter every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
What is Hypno 360? So I'm going to start with the structure of the program, the intent, the structure of the program. Then I'm going to talk about the beliefs that people have changed towards the program. And then I'm going to talk to you about the feedback that I got from participants about who this is for and who this is not for. So the structure is very simple. It's five group sessions of 2.5 hours. Originally, we were at 2 hours. I brought it up to 2.5 hours because of the feedback I got from participants that they wanted more time. So every week, and we have 3 or 4 weeks apart, so it starts September 14 and it ends December 7th. We have the first pillar, which is career, the second pillar, love and relationship, the third pillar is finance, the fourth pillar is health and vitality, and the fifth pillar is integration. The intention of Hypno 360 is to allow people who want to look around at their whole life, who kind of want to do a due diligence of their beliefs regarding their lives, who feel that there is something in their life that they want to achieve or they're stuck somewhere. Something is not optimal. They're not sure exactly where it is. And they want to do kind of I would say like it's a due diligence of those pillars of your life. Each session also have a guest. Those were very popular. They were in the very positive comments of the participants. And in the first one, in the kickoff, which was the career, we had Inga. You had Inga in a podcast. She was there last week. Inga, actually, she delivered 6 days after the interview. I'm so happy I got to get her right on time. She's doing very well, and her baby too. And when she came into Hypno 360, she came to give the kickoff. So she did a magnificent meditation to help people set intention for the program. I've asked her to come back. Of course, she cannot commit at this point to know if she'll be able to be there or not, but I have asked her to come back. If not, I will find somebody to have a good network, and I will find a person to do that same type of event, meditation, kickoff, setting of intention for the whole program. in that pillar, the career pillar, one of the beliefs that was similar with many participants, not all, right? It was the feeling of competency. Like, I don't feel competent, or I don't feel competent enough, or I don't feel as good as my colleagues, or I don't feel as good as my brothers or sisters. Like, I don't feel confident enough, right? Is that not enoughness, but in the career field? This was a one that we moved the needle a lot. People at the end felt a lot more confident that they felt at the beginning. So you have to know that before each of the session, I send a questionnaire, an in-depth questionnaire, where you kind of reflect on your own beliefs. That helped me also to measure how people move, because I do then anchor my session on the answers of the group. So the sessions are very tailor-made to the group. So it's not something I could, you know, give to everybody at large. I need to really know what's on people's mind, what are their limiting beliefs. So Hypno360 is about really going into your limiting beliefs. And it's really about self-hypnosis as well, becoming more and more autonomous and being able to deep dive yourself into your own subconscious mind to find the answers you're looking for. The second pillar is love and relationship. And we had Nata from Nata PR. I also invited Nata on my podcast. The episode is not out yet. We had some technical issues. Hopefully we'll be able to get it out soon. But Nata is a fantastic woman. She is an entrepreneur. She has a PR agency in Toronto, Miami, Montreal. She started her business in her living room, just, you know, when it was not really in fashion to start your business that way, but she did that 20 years ago. But she didn't come to talk to us about PR. She came to talk to us about love and how she found love later in life in her 50s when she changed her beliefs about love. It was a very, very interesting. Actually, it was a long session. That session, she had a lot to share and a lot of the different modalities she took to change her beliefs about love. As you will see in the episodes, Nata and I are very good friends. And I was very delighted that she accepted to share so much about her personal journey on my Hypno360 program. I will re-invite her. Hopefully she can make it too. If not, I will find, as always, somebody. But she, you know, her story is really, really amazing. So I really hope she can make it. Then the beliefs that people had about love and relationship, one of the common ones was the difficulty to manage relationship. People felt that they were not at ease in their relationship, that they couldn't manage it well. Either love was not available to them, either they would never find someone. I would say a portion of the group was already in a relationship and quite happy. So we looked at relationship with their children, a relationship with their colleagues or other people or friends. And it was very interesting how the beliefs around love and relationship can really move in a single session, assessing what is your own limiting belief. What do you think is your own limiting belief with relationship and with your career, right? What do you think they would be? Should you be in that program? Which are the ones that you would like to work? Then the third pillar is finance. And we had Marie-Josée Kaya. And I met Marie-Josée last year. We were on a call. I don't know, we have common friends. And we started to chat on a call. And I immediately liked her. Like, I felt very, very at ease with her. And she's such a professional and she's such a warm person. She came and talked about her beliefs about time and money. So she was telling me the story that she was somewhere in China and Korea. I'm not sure exactly where she was, but she was working with people and she told them, you know, hurry up, time is money. And they all looked at her very bizarrely saying, what are you talking about? Love is money. And then she clicked and realized that a belief that she had so dearly was in fact not a belief that everyone had across the globe. In North America, time is money is really something we're used to, but not everywhere around the world. And so she came and talked about the beliefs around money. She also talked about investing responsibly, responsible investment, which was very interesting. And many of the participants, I know, went and looked at their portfolio of investment and their beliefs about money. And we really talked about abundance in that session, realizing how much abundance we already live in, and that all we need to do is to expand that abundance, to be cognizant of that abundance, to create more abundance. It was really a different session, and it really had people going and looking at their investment and looking at their own value and saying, you know, okay, this is really the type of place and company and organization I want to invest because it meets my value, etc. So it was very interesting. The fourth one is health and vitality. And in that session, I invited Tina Poitras, who is a former Olympic athlete. Tina, I met like 10 years ago, and this is where I met Nata, actually, in one of her seminars. And at the time, she was really speaking Chinese to me. I was far, far from everything she was teaching. But I admire Tina. You know, she sold her business to Bill Gates. Like, she's out there. She's a beautiful person. I love the meditation she does. She actually gave a meditation for the people on the program, Hypno 360. And I do that meditation. I did it twice, actually, since she came on my program. And they're very powerful. So she came and talked about how she trained in bed. She was injured, had to do the qualification for the Olympics, and she trained in her bed, using her subconscious mind, visualization, and how now she's a coach and she's doing, you know, lots of groups program and seminars and TED Talks and lots of things. Like, she's everywhere, and she's a very powerful woman. And she explained how she trained with her using visualization and her subconscious mind and did her best time, qualified for the Olympics. It's a fantastic, phenomenal story. I love that story. I've heard that story many times. And I insisted on her telling that story to the group, because it is really an amazing story of what you can do with your brain, the results you can get when you really get consistent and you create high emotion and intention. The beliefs about vitality and health were really about energy. One of them was like, I don't have the energy to do everything I want to do. How do I maintain my commitment to staying healthy? This morning I did walk a 15K, and I like to do that, you know, like I walk every day, almost every day, but I like sometimes to give it a little push. Like this weekend, I said, okay, I'm walking 30K this weekend. That's my push. I love to do that. And I like to maintain my commitment. So one of the belief was like, of the group was, it's hard to maintain my commitment towards my health and habits and eating healthy. So we worked that out as well. And the fifth session is really integration. And the guest on that episode, on that session, was José Ishrawi Marku, who's an Ayurvedic practitioner. She is also a business partner of mine. We're having a program together that's called Queen Bee. I also have her as a guest on my podcast where we talk about this program. We've had a friendship for a long time that came to fruition 5 years ago, but I've known José since high school. She's... Oh, wow. I mean, José is part of my daily life. I mean, if we don't talk every day, we talk at least every second days. I love her. She loves me. But that's not the reason why I invited her. I invited her because she has also a holistic approach to healing, to transformation. And she and her work together at this Queen Bee program, which is really helping people from a holistic perspective, providing Ayurvedic and hypnosis together. It's a program I'm going to talk about later, but she invited her for that. And people really liked her story as well. And now she talked about the different dosha. And it was really to wrap up the program. Then there was the Q&As. So there's four Q&As that are at lunchtime where people just drop in with their lunch or not. And we just talk about the monthly session. We talk about the different challenges and the win, the quick wins, and how people feel in their own transformation. I must say, this has been the surprise for me. Like, I expected this to be people asking me question, me answering, people asking me question, me answering. But it ended up being people helping each other's answering, giving examples, helping. It was really, wow. This was the part that surprised me the most. I really loved it. I enjoyed it deeply. I love to see the connection between people. But more than anything, I love to see how people were helping each other in a very, very big way. So that is Hypno 360. On top of this, there is a one-on-one session with me. Some people took the session before because they knew they wanted to work something with me specifically. Some people took the session after because they wanted to see on which pillar they wanted to work. That's fine. Either way are fine. Some people took the session between the work. It can be intense, but I mean, some people really needed it at a precise time, and that's what the program is for. It offers a lot of flexibility. So the one-on-one with me is a real RTT session that's high, you know, it's a high value of $800, and it comes with the program. And you choose. You can work with me before the program, after the program. You can work with me while in the program. The topic is yours to choose. I can help you choose the program. And some people do take additional one-on-one session to have a complete program where what I've seen the most was three sessions. So they bought two additional sessions plus the Hypno 360, which may give them a very, very complete 4 to 6 months of work with hypnosis, becoming very, very autonomous and really being tooled for this next stage of their life. Now, there is also a discount of $300 if you come with somebody. So in the last cohort, there was siblings, there were couples, and there were friends. So I encourage you to think about somebody. Maybe you would want to do the work with this person. And why I do offer such a significant discount is because I know when people exchange about what they're experiencing, when people kind of have accountability partner, when people kind of test and share their experience with somebody they care or somebody they trust, it really enhances their experience. And allow them to have different point of view also on what's being heard or what's being experienced on the program. Lastly, I will share with you some of the comments that I got in the feedback forum about who this program is for, and certainly who this program is not for. And I'm going to start with who this program is not for, because I'm a 1000% in agreement with what the participants have said. Basically, what they are saying is this program is not for people who don't have anybody around them to support them to the work, and they are like in deep depression or very, and they don't have support. Either they don't see a psychologist or they don't have other means of help. So this would be much more for the one-on-one work. But for the group program, you need to feel, you know, a good 7 out of 10 in your life or 6 out of 10 in your life. But if you're in a deep, deep, dark moment of your life, Hypno 360 is probably not for you unless you do additional one-on-one work or you have other therapists you work with. So I want to put that on the table because that's very important. You need to ensure you have the right support that you need. Then also one comment was people who are so certain of themselves and they don't want to question themselves and they don't want to open up to realities that could be hardcore about themselves. So because under hypnosis, you see the plain truth, you see things as they are, and it's in your face, basically. So people were really not ready to see some truths about themselves being in their face. And it's okay. We don't have to be there all the time. We don't have to want this. Sometimes we're just cruising along. We don't want to go there, and that's fine. So this is not for you. If this is where you are in your life, like you don't want to deep dive into some hardcore truth about yourself. Also, people who are in a big crisis, major crisis, and it's the big transformation crisis, and they're, again, it's the same thing as the first one with being very in a dark side. So if you are really in a big crisis, a big turmoil, you probably need more support than Hypno 360. Some people who don't want to invest themselves daily because you have to listen to the recording every day, which is 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes. It makes a whole difference into the program because it's the reprogramming, rewiring. So you're creating this new neural path, this new familiar. So you have to make sure you want to invest yourself. People who don't have the ambition to have a better life. And then people who just want to work one thing. And I agree with that. Like some people, they have one issue in life and this is the only thing they want to work. Their finances are in order. Their love life are in order. Their career are in order. But let's say their health is not in order. Let's say their love is not in order, but all the rest is in order. So I agree. They would feel that there's many of the sessions that are not really pertaining to them. So now, who this is for? This is for you if you've already started doing some work. If you've opened up this book of you, of your life, and you want to know more about the next chapter, and you want to know more about yourself. It is for you too if you are willing to do daily work. It is for you too if you feel that your life can be enhanced, that overall your life is on a 7 of 10, but yes, you have a good relationship with people, but you feel you can open up, you can let go better. You still feel there are things in your relationship that are not optimal. Same for your career. You may say, you know, my career is going well, but I feel I am pigeoned, or I feel I have met, you know, my top, or I feel I cannot develop any longer, or I don't really like what I do anymore, but I don't really want to change. My finances are good, but sometimes, you know, I have anxiety about money or about later. And my health is okay, but I feel my energy is not even. Those are kind of examples, right? Where you want to go. And lastly, you know, if you want to make of this 2021 the year of your life, like you say, okay, the 2021 after COVID, after everything that happened, I want to reap what I sow when I was in COVID, or I want to make my life very different now. I really want to tie up this is going to be almost, you know, a year and a half, close to 2 years, I think, before we're really out of it. And then I'm not predicting, but, you know, it kind of could be that way. So this is how I want to be out of this. This is how I want my life to be after all this is done. So I hope this was helpful for you. I want to repeat the intention. The intention is to allow people to really assess, do make the big due diligence about their life. And every pillar, you know, if you're at a 6 out of 10, you can bring it at an 8 out of 10. If you're at a 7 out of 10 in the love pillar, you can bring it at 9 out of 10. If you are, you know, and so on in each of the pillar. It's also about building a community of people who really care about outgrowing the limiting beliefs that they have, and using and leveraging their subconscious mind to be of service to them. Because your subconscious mind is really a friend. It has a wealth of information. It is really out there to help you everything is there and it's ready to give you the information when you are ready to receive it. This is how I've seen it in the past almost 2 years now of hypno-coaching. Voila, this is JT, and this was my episode on Hypno360. And ask yourself, you know, how you want to end up 2021. What do you want to make up of this COVID period? And is Hypno 360 the right tool for you? You can write to me. You can sign up directly on my website, hypnocoach.ca. And you can also book a 33 minutes call and we can talk about it. So voila, until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.